Dry conditions in northern Minnesota have led to a couple of small fires near the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. They started popping up after a lightning storm moved through the area. Two of the fires are about 20 acres and are under control. The Delta Lake Fire is more than 60 acres, located just east of Ely. Fire crews are having a harder time getting this one under control because it's harder to get to.
Unfortunately, it did occur in a blowdown area, so we have a lot of very heavy, dense fuel, timber waist high that crews have to cut in and put a line around. So it's very limited access.
That's Catherine Cooley. She's the wildfire prevention specialist for the Wisconsin DNR. Usually she's based out of Oneida County. Right now she's in northern Minnesota working as the public information officer for the Eastern Area Incident Management Team. Cooley is one of several DNR staff from Wisconsin working on these fires.
Some of us are attached to teams, some of us are single resources. And when it gets to certain preparedness levels is what we call them, kind of a 1 through 5 level, we're able to mobilize resources quickly.
Right now, the national preparedness level is at 5. That's the highest it goes. This is because of multiple wildfires burning across the U.S. and the high potential for more. Cooley says because of the high risk, fire crews are able to mobilize quickly, but they typically won't get sent as far.
We want to keep folks close. We've been sharing resources to Ontario as well as Minnesota. So we do have some engines up there as well.
Cooley says while the terrain has been a challenge, the weather has been both good and bad. It's good because there hasn't been a lot of wind to fuel the fire, and it's been humid enough in the evenings that fire activity is low. But lack of rain and the dry conditions make it easy for new fires to start. If you have a trip to the Boundary Waters planned anytime soon, Cooley recommends checking conditions before you go.
We just don't know what the future holds. We have a lot of fire season ahead of us. It's very early to see this kind of activity, so we just need to keep an eye on things and folks need to know and have contingency plans in place for travel.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.